follows the story of the family Madriga that we are introduced to by our main character Mirabel. Many years ago, her grandfather sacrificed his life to save his wife and three babies, blessing them with a miracle. They were given a magical house, Casita, that gives every member born into the family a power when they come of age. Every member except Mirabel. Although not resentful, she feels alone and unworthy and goes out of her way to make her family, and more specifically her abuela, proud. Abuela has always believed that the family has to earn the miracle by hard work and dedication to serve the community that relies on them. She feels that when Mirabel did not receive a gift, the magic began to fade, and after this, Abuela's standards and expectations rise, and she begins to put more pressure on her family. Mirabel embarks on a journey to find the true cause of the magic fading and the reasons for the cracks in Casita which only she can see. She begins to bond with her sisters as she finds out that they too feel many of the same pressures of trying to live up to Abuela's high expectations. Isabel taking on the pressure to be the perfect golden girl, the poster child of the family, never able to experience something new or true. And Luisa, who carries the weight of everyone's burdens, never able to relax or experience joy. As these difficulties are brought to light, the cracks seem to fade and the magic candle burns bright. However, all Abuela can see is the failure to stay in the mold. When Mirabel calls out her harmful actions and blames Abuela for her unattainable expectations, their family's broken state is exposed and Casita begins to visibly crumble. Casita is, after all, an extension of the Madrigals. What we see through the movie is Abuela's misguided understanding of what the gift really is. It is not the extraordinary capability of the family members, but the members themselves. The family is the gift, not what they can do. It is a beautiful metaphor for how God sees us. He does not see us merely for our capabilities or the skills we have, but who we are. Our value and worth come from being part of His family, not by doing something, but by merely being. In the end, we see Abuela realizing her mistake. She embraces her family for who they are, which reunites and transforms them and the village. The family then rebuilds their house together with a renewed foundation.